Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Iowa police called when Hamburg residents noticed a tiny boy covered in filth wandering the streets all alone. This little boy, a developmentally disabled four-year-old, is covered in both human and animal feces. The boy leads police to his home. Inside, cops find a makeshift cage in a walk-in closet where this little boy was allegedly kept 24/7.
Nancy, the parents left the child and a sibling with relatives with explicit instructions not to remove them from the cage. The four-year-old managed to escape the cage and leave the home without waking any adults. Both children were taken to a hospital for evaluation.
Parents, if you can call them that, Dustin Perry and Lindsay Hamilton, both 26, now charged with child neglect. A Florida deputy has a career change for a day. When a power line goes down and blocks the entrance to a Lutz neighborhood, Hillsborough County sheriffs respond to control traffic. Deputy Campbell notices a food delivery driver stopped on the shoulder of the road for a pretty long time. He asks if he can help with anything, and the driver points out his customer walking down the street to meet him. Campbell gallantly offers to deliver the food himself, and hilarious video captures the exchange with the grateful customer. And that gives a whole new meaning to protect and serve. More crime and justice news after this.
Wusstest du, dass Zehntausende deutsche Unternehmen bereits Shopify nutzen? Von innovativen Startups bis hin zu Familienunternehmen mit langer Tradition? Die Commerce-Plattform Shopify revolutioniert Millionen von Unternehmen weltweit. Mit Shopify kannst du Produkte über beliebige Kanäle verkaufen. Ob persönliches POS-System oder umfassende E-Commerce-Plattform. Auch Social Media und Marktplätze wie Facebook, Instagram und eBay werden unterstützt. Dank der ständig wachsenden Auswahl innovativer Funktionen und des zuverlässigen technischen Supports ist es ganz einfach, dein Business mit Shopify aufzubauen. Ob Produktpräsentation oder Bestell- und Zahlungsabwicklung. Shopify bietet alles, was du für die Verwaltung deines Business brauchst. So kannst du dich ganz auf dein Business konzentrieren. Shopify kostenlos ausprobieren und dein Business voranbringen. Shopify.de/try besuchen. Also Shopify.de/try. Made for Germany. Powered by Shopify.
Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, here's Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin with a significant development in a decades-old cold case involving the murder and sexual assault of Dana Ireland, a Virginia woman visiting Hawaii in 1991. Let's bring in Sydney Sumner of Crime Online for more.
The Hawaii Police Department recently identified 57-year-old Albert Lauro Jr. of Hawaiian Paradise Park on the Big Island as a potential suspect after DNA evidence linked him to the crime scene. Lauro then took his own life shortly after police obtained a DNA sample from him. The investigation intensified when police, observing Lauro during lunch, discreetly collected a discarded fork for DNA analysis. The subsequent test matched DNA found on Ireland's body. However, before authorities could pursue further action, Lauro died by suicide. This event followed a visit by police to obtain a direct DNA sample, which was confirmed by Police Chief Ben Moskowitz. This revelation is particularly significant as it coincides with the ongoing efforts to exonerate Albert Ian Schweitzer, who was released from prison last year after serving over 20 years for Ireland's murder. Schweitzer, along with two other men, had been convicted in connection with the crime, though he has consistently maintained his innocence. A judge is now set to rule on a motion to officially clear Schweitzer's name. While the DNA evidence provided probable cause to consider rape charges against Lauro, the statute of limitations for such charges had expired. However, the murder charge remains viable, although police currently lack sufficient evidence to proceed. Authorities are now examining Lauro's cell phone and seeking information from those who knew him in 1991 and more recently to piece together the events surrounding Ireland's death. Schweitzer's legal team has criticized the police handling of the case, suggesting that they failed to prevent Lauro from fleeing or harming himself after the DNA collection. They argue that Lauro's death could hinder the discovery of the full truth about Ireland's murder and have called for a federal investigation into the matter. Police Chief Moskowitz defended the department's action, stating that any arrest of Lara without sufficient evidence would have been legally untenable. He refuted claims of sabotaging the investigation. Former prosecutor Mitch Rath, who was involved in the case's reinvestigation, supported the police's actions, noting that the DNA results confirming Lara's involvement arrived posthumously. This case has gained renewed attention following Schweitzer's release in January 2023, which came after Innocence Project lawyers demonstrated that DNA evidence did not implicate him.
While Schweitzer's release marked a pivotal moment, debates continue regarding his complete exoneration and the possibility of compensation for his wrongful imprisonment.
Thanks, John. Lauren Spear, just 20, enjoys nights out with her friends at Indiana University. Around 12:30 a.m., Lauren, David Round, Jay Rosenbaum, and Corey Rossman head to Kilroy's Sports Bar in Bloomington, Indiana. 2 hours later, Lauren is heavily intoxicated and is missing her shoes and cell phone. Corey Rossman walks her back to her apartment at the Smallwood Plaza. A group of four other men notice Lauren's state and confront Rossman. A fight breaks out. Rossman is beaten badly. Lauren then helps Rossman back to his apartment, arriving at 5 North around 3 a.m. His roommate, Mike Beth, tries to persuade Lauren to spend the night. She refuses. He tries to find her a sober ride, but no one answers his call. 4:30 a.m., Lauren Spear decides to walk home. She's last seen on College Avenue. The next day, Lauren's boyfriend reports her missing. This after an employee at Kilroy's Bar picks up the boyfriend's call to her cell phone. The only sign of Lauren are her purse and keys, both found on the walk between 5 North and Smallwood Plaza. Lauren Spear, 5'11", 90 pounds, blonde hair, blue eyes. If you have info on Lauren Spearer, now missing 13 years, call Bloomington, Indiana PD, 812-339-4477. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.